Hi, you're listening to Larry Duncan on www.radiobucky.co.uk, and we're at the Portsoy Folk Festival, and we're in the Town Hall, and we're going to be talking to one of the youngest bands that are playing here this weekend, the Mabel Duncan Band. Welcome, guys.
Hello.
And I'll just get you to introduce yourselves, and you can name the band, name the your names, and age, and sort of instruments you play, if that's okay. All right, Mabel, you want to start?
Yep. So I'm Mabel Duncan. I'm 18, and in this band I just sing, but I also play the fiddle.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm Murray Willis, and I am 22, and I'm from the Isle of Lismore, and I mainly play the accordion. I do play a little bit of piano, and I have a saxophone, but I wouldn't say I'm a saxophone player.
I'm Kenny Rankin from Lough Alsh on the west coast, and I play the guitar, and I sing Gaelic a little bit.
And
also,
Michael Steele is not here at the moment, but he is our flute player. Yeah, and he's a brilliant piper as well.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah, yeah, good. Yeah. Well, so I'm going to ask you, Radio Bucky, as I said maybe to you earlier on, are doing a thing very much on the young traditional musicians, and we've got a number of people in the kids in the area. I don't know if you've heard of James Alexander and Fockabus Fiddlers.
Right.
Yeah, well, James has been doing an awful lot of work in this area, and we're hoping to try and... all I'm going to ask you guys is maybe the path that you've taken to get to this point, from basic school days, if you have. I mean, it doesn't matter if you're different paths, that's fine. Just give us a sort of brief description of that, that'd be fine.
So I got to this stage... I've only really been playing traditional music for quite a short while because my parents used to play it, and I thought that it was very uncool because
how
they played
long
it.
How was that, maybe, roughly?
I started up in about second year, so I've been playing for about 5 or 6 years now.
Really?
Yeah. And I started off by going to the Gordon Duncan Experience, which is set up around Perth, and it's kind of a big band. We had saxophones, we had accordions, we had all that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
And that introduced me into a lot of the music from Perthshire, and then from that my interest was really kind of swayed towards the Scots song side, so I then looked into Plockton Music School, which is up in Lough Alsh near Kenny.
Yeah.
So I went there for my 5th and 6th year and focused on Scots song first and fiddle second.
Okay.
And that was a fantastic experience. It's great. The tutors up there are just fantastic, so I'd recommend it to anyone that's listening. And then I've just finished my first year on the BA Applied Music with UHI, and I spent a year up on South Uist in Benbecula, studying up there, and I get to choose my tutor. So this year I've had Christine Kidd teaching me. She's a tradition bearer, so it's been a great honour to have her teaching me.
Yeah,
and
good. Yeah.
I'm here.
Yeah. That's University of Highlands and Islands, isn't it?
Yes.
UHI, yeah. Okay. And how about yourself?
I also, I was going to say, I also went to UHI later on, and but I'll go from the start.
Start at the beginning, that's the best.
Yeah. I started getting accordion lessons, I think, after hearing all the Cayley bands coming over and playing on the island of Lismore, and I loved that, and I always really liked music, and I used to sing beforehand. I sang a lot of them at the mod and just for fun.
All right. What, mainly Gaelic ones or?
Yeah, Gaelic songs.
Yeah. Sorry, Gaelic.
Whatever you want to call it. And so I was into music a bit, but I was about 13 years old, I think, and I started getting accordion lessons. When that was with Sheila Sinclair from Connell, just near Oban.
Mm-hmm.
And carried on for years with her, and I remember loving, actually. I'd never found it a chore to practice. I just loved playing, and I probably because I was so well encouraged. And then after school I went out to Uist for a year on the UHI to the Benbecula College before it was. This was before the degree had started, and had a year out there, and that was just brilliant. Yeah, really opened my mind to different kinds of music and and to the whole scene, the brilliant scene that we've got in Scotland. And then I went, well, I took a year out from music, learning Gaelic, and I actually began the degree at UHI, but I never carried on it. I just decided I was going to do it through non-academic kind of means. And ended up, and in January this year I was in the Young Trad, plug that a bit, the Young Traditional Musician. That was really good fun, and a good thing for any young folk as well to do.
Yeah, is that an easy sort of path to take, or did you have to sort of maybe investigate how you could do that? Or
the Young Trad?
Yeah.
Well, you just apply. The hands up for trad run it, and you send away a 10-minute recording, plus a bit of stuff written about yourself, and they'll tell you whether you're in the semi-final or not, and then onwards from there to the final. But it's a brilliant. You can't lose. I didn't win. My friend Moss Namini won this year, deservedly. And but I've still gotten so much from it. That was a great thing to do.
Yeah, great. Yeah.
A good thing maybe to aim for, kind of.
Yeah, because there was a James was maybe I should say this on the radio, but I know that we're in Aberdeenshire, just here. I mean, in Portside, but it's just on the border in Murray. And James is going to be hoping. I think he was trying to set up some sort of traditional music academy in Murray. And
who's that, James?
James Alexander.
Right.
Yeah. Foxworth Fillers. And I mean, James is actually retired from that now, from the school, but he's still doing stuff. In fact, he's chairman of the Spayfest at the moment, sort of thing. So, yeah, that's it. But he's been trying to get that, I think, organised, and I haven't spoken to him about it recently, but I must get back to him on that. How about you? Are you your path that
My
you've
path.
Taken?
But a winding one it was. I suppose I kind of first got into traditional music through singing in primary school. It was Gaelic medium school. Uh-huh. We did a lot of every week we had singing lessons all together, and that was it. I think at that point it was more just in school. It was kind of just doing it because it was what we did. It wasn't really until it was maybe in high school that I had got really interested. In it, but I played the pipes through primary school, and that kind of
that was it Scottish pipes, yeah.
The great Highland bagpipe, and that was what I was doing musically until I was about 13, and then I picked up the guitar and taught myself that maybe slightly as an act of rebellion because everyone was telling me to practice the pipes, and ended up playing the guitar, and then. But I kept singing, did a lot of Gaelic singing, and like Mabel, I went to the Plockton Music School for 5th and 6th year and did Gaelic song with Will McKennedy and guitar with Jack Evans. And that was kind of, up until that point, I hadn't really been such a social thing for me. I was always kind of just doing it by myself. But then going there, and suddenly there was loads of other people my age who were interested in the same thing, which is great. And it's a pretty steep learning curve, a lot of the group work stuff, and but it was great. Got an awful lot out of that, so did that for 2 years, and then left school, and I did a summer working as part of the house band in the Skeemish Cayley House in Oban, which was good. It was hard work, but that was the first kind of. The first work I suppose I'd really done, apart from maybe a Cayley trail, it was the first kind of music work, and I really enjoyed that. And after that, I joined the UHI Applied Music degree in its first year, and I just finished that last week. So that's And I spent 1 year, I spent three of those years in Glasgow with the BA and one in UIST.
Yeah.
And they were okay. All great.
And so, what about the future? I mean, is there any thoughts going into that at all, or is it just going to follow a natural course like a lot of these things do? It was one of the things, just you mentioned Glasgow, I just did an interview with Brebach and Ruhr just recently, mm-hmm. and we were talking away about the fact how there seems to be a wee nucleus of stuff, music-wise, traditional music-wise, going on in Glasgow in particular, with the conservatoire and various other things. Mm-hmm. A lot of mix is going on in Glasgow at the moment. And whereabouts are you living? Are you still up this area, up this way, or?
I'm spending the summer back home in Perth.
Okay. Yeah.
But for the next academic year, I'm going back up to UIST.
Right.
Because you don't necessarily have to be where all the traditional music is to make something out of it. You can make something out of it wherever you are, as long as you network enough.
Yeah.
Definitely. I think actually on UIST it's getting really good for music now because of Cameron Grant's folk club.
Yeah.
Oh, I heard about this weekend as well.
Yeah.
When did that start? Was that a fairly new thing?
He started it this year, yeah.
It's
doing really well. They just had this final. They just had their last one for this year.
Yeah.
Well, academic year again.
Uh-huh.
And they had Dive Up playing. And apparently the hall was completely packed. He's doing really well for himself.
Yeah. Great, because, I mean, it's an unusual place for something just to sort of blossom up like that.
Yeah,
I suppose there's just a collection of people there, and that's the way it's
going. Yeah.
It's an incredible place to
and
be.
Is that sort of a young musician crowd as well, presumably?
Yeah. There's not the sort of younger crowd are mostly involved with the college.
Uh-huh.
So it changes, like, year to year, like, who's there, but it's always, I mean, over the 4 years I've kind of been involved with it, it's been a great scene.
The community are quite supportive.
Mm-hmm.
That makes a big difference.
Yeah.
You do tend to get a good turnout too.
Yeah.
I think once, good.
Yeah. And what about the other member of the band that's,
Michal's actually from South UIST.
He's studying at the conservatoire down in Glasgow.
He's at the conservatoire, so you've heard about Iona and stuff like that. And I think that's about it, guys. I mean, unless there's anything else you want to add that, you know, what we were talking about before we started. It's great to see you at the festival, tremendous. And I mean, it's your second time, I think, isn't it?
No? Yeah, it is. I've started to build up quite a good working relationship with the folk at the Salmon Bothy, and it's always good to get in with these wee folk clubs because you never know what's going to come out of it.
I'm a member of the folk at the Salmon Bothy as well, and I mean it's a tremendous wee thing that's going on. It's a little bit this what we're just talking about in US because it's just a catalyst for a load of other things. But we'll be really pleased to see you back anytime.
Hopefully the ice cream shop's still going strong.
I can tell you where all the ice cream shops are.
you haven't even been in the ice cream shop. The ice cream shop's amazing here.
Because there's an ice cream shop here and one in Cullen as well. It's quite good.
Oh, the Cullen one's good, eh?
And the fish and chip shop here in Cullen as well.
My dad's from...
Get a bit of advertising in here at the same time.
My dad's from up here, so I can vouch for the ice cream.
Aye, but anyway, that's great, guys. Thanks for that interview. And we'll hope to see you later on in the future. This is Larry Duncan on www.radiobucky.co.uk, signing out.